Well, Niall, unbelievable win out there today. How are you feeling after that?
Yeah, delighted to get over the line. Donegal have proved very tough for us the last couple of years, and warm day and probably Murphy getting sent off probably stunned us. With that heat, like playing with 14 men wasn't even easy, so they stuck to the guns. We only sort of pulled away in the last 5 minutes, but delighted with getting the result.
When you seen Murphy going off, did you think to yourself then, this is it, we have them?
No, he sort of showed the last couple of games he's just as good at managing his team from the line, you know, so we definitely didn't think that the game was over. We had to dig in, as I say, we only pulled away in the last 5 or 6 minutes whenever they really had to come out and play, so we're just delighted to get the win and progress to the first final we've had now since 17.
Absolutely, and the kickouts, they work well, you know, they were very dominant around the middle, Tyrone.
Yeah, I suppose it's been an Achilles heel of ours for the last couple of years was our midfield, and teams were targeting it a bit, but we've got big lads in there now. Brian Kennedy 6'5", 6'6", and Colin Kilpatrick 6'5", or so, and we've got boys from the bench now that are tall as well, and we're really scrapping for the break, and we're more hungry, so and probably just a wee bit more hungry today than we have been in previous years. So and then Donegal, obviously, when they went down to 14, had to give it to us. So.
Yeah, and a lot of work has gone in. You're finally back in an Ulster final. Are you delighted?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's where you want to be, especially whenever there's no back door. You set out to be playing in finals. So, like, at the end of the day, I always say, if I didn't think Tyrone could win, I would be way back playing soccer or something. So that's why we come. That's why we all commit the time. We put in the time last year during the pandemic. It's the same this year, and we're all thrilled, and like that's where we want to be.
You're an unbelievable win. How are you feeling after that?
Buzzing, to say the least. You always want to be on the right side of that one. Too many times we haven't been on the right side of it, so it's unbelievable to finally get there and get over the line. Jeez, it was hard work. Don't get me wrong, we were pushed right to the limits there. Man down, man up, whatever it was. But we stuck it out, and that's what hard work can do, sort of.
And just how tough were the conditions out there? It was absolutely baking up here, even in the stand.
Aye, do you know what? It was extremely exerting, so it was. But we knew it was coming, so you can only prepare as much as you can, and then after that, you just sort of have to put it out of your head. The sun's shining, summer football, so that's what you want.
It could have went either way, and obviously then the Michael Murphy sending off was a big moment in the game. Did you think then we have one up on them here?
There's a lot of factors in the game. It was nip and tuck. Missed the penalty, Murphy getting sent off, then us going a black card down. It was mad. It was nip and tuck, but you don't really have time to think too much about them things, or you just sort of have to react straight away and see what you can do.
And you really have a strong bench as well. It's something that can really help, you know, in these tough conditions out here today. We've seen Colin McShane, Conor McKenna coming off the bench, you know, really made such an impact.
We'll see when you're playing for that long and you see the likes of them boys coming onto the pitch. It gives you another lift, so it does. They're buzzing to get on. You've seen the impact players had today. Tiernan McCann, 3 points. Conor McKenna feeling kickouts. That's what you need from your bench. It's what benches have been doing for the past few years, and it's never a 15 man game no more. So we're delighted.
And you yourself, you must be delighted with how you played.
Right, delighted. Second half got me a wee bit there now with the sun and whatnot. See, when you sort of stop, you lose the energy in the legs, but I suppose that was to be expected. I haven't seen it back yet. I thought it was unfortunate with the black card. Nowhere really to go. Look, thankfully, we were already a man up at that stage, so we were, because you hit beginning of the last 10 minutes, a man down. So, look, things work in our favour today, and we'll see what way we get on the final.
Yes, so you're absolutely delighted, finally in a final against Monaghan.
Yeah, it's extremely delighted, you know, everyone's asking. That's where you want to be. You want to be in an Ulster final. You want to get there to be able to show and prove what you've got as a team and the work that you've done. So you've seen the passion and the heart that Monaghan showed yesterday, considering the tragedy they've had throughout the week. And when they spoke yesterday, it was emotionally touching for everybody, so it was. So look, they are coming with a lot of passion and a lot of heart into the final, and we'll match it.